They dug a little well, you know, just a little hole in the ground. And after they got burnt off and dug a little well, they hadn't ate anything since early in the morning, see. And they sat down at their feet in this well. They had a canteen of molasses and they had some bread. And they poured out a canteen of molasses and said, about that time, just whoop, come out. It's windy, you know, it took a whole bunch of that cinders. Well, they poured that out and poured another one. Had much more and got it out. Here come the fourth cinders. Mr. Crawford says, that's the old cinders are good too.
Was this only grassland or was there anything else on it?
It was all grassland.
Anything down by the creeks?
Oh, there's timber along the creeks, but what I mean is what you term prairie land. There's grass everywhere, see. Uh-huh. So they used to run big herds of cattle in here. Before the opening time.
How about bushes and things like that?
Oh, there was some of them, but there wasn't as many of them. Is that you take in an early country like that? There wasn't many bushes because you see they had so many prairie fires and stuff like that that kept those things burnt up. You know, mm-hmm. You had your timber along your creeks, but not near as much timber as there is now. But it would be now, you know, because fires used to hurt timber land a lot.
How did those fires get started?
Oh, jillion ways, you know.
Lightning?
Somebody making camp or somebody driving through and lighting a cigarette or something like that.
What was the first thing you raised or the first thing your father raised?
Well, the first thing he raised was feed. He planted feed for the stock because he was having to haul feed from Kansas. So the first thing he raised was some feed crops, you know, way over here. Little corn, calf corn, stuff like that, see. I think it was the third year after the opening that they had the good wheat crop, the first good wheat crop. Daddy had, I think he'd had about 80 acres broke out on the farm and planted it to wheat in the fall, and he got a good crop.
Mm-hmm. I noticed oats down south of here. You don't see many of those anymore, do
no,
you?
No, they know horses feed them. We have to feed them for breakfast food.
Yeah.
The trouble they had, you know, when that first crop was getting thrashed.
Oh, I guess so.
Now, there wasn't hardly any thrashers in the country, but there was a fella that Daddy knew and got acquainted with him, and he come up and done our thrashing. He had a little old machine, you know, that you used to feed it, you know, this with your hands, and the man over here on each side cut the bundles, and they didn't have an engine. They had a tumble rod, you see, with a horse-driven power out there. They'd hit four head of horses on that, two on each side, going round and round like you know you did hay presses and things like that.
My goodness, did he bring that rig into the farm or did you have to go to him?
No, he brought it into the farm.
How did you get your wheat ready for it, did you?
Well, sometimes we would stack. And then other times, of course, in the latter years, why they got to thrashing out of the shop altogether, see. But in the early day, why you put your head to stack because there wasn't enough machinery to get to it. Well, you could get your wheat cut and you could just immediately start stacking it, see. And well, then you could have all fall to thrash it.